Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. Every week I'll take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And what's on my mind right now is discovering the key to a successful post-pandemic banking relationship. You know, folks, one of the most interesting relationships in the Main Street economy is the one between business owners and their banks. It's at once powerful and essential. Let me tell you a short story about where this dynamic has been in order to explain where it's going. Unlike our big business cousins, small firms have limited capital sources. Indeed, the lion's share of our growth funds come from a bank loan, with almost 60% of those being made by a community bank. And yet, since 2008, more than half of small business CEOs have consistently reported not needing to borrow money. We've reported that with the NFIB report on every month for a dozen years now. Most small business owners don't need to borrow money. Well, a dozen years ago, a kind of perfect storm began for Main Street businesses. The 2007 to 2009 recession was made great. It turned into the Great Recession by the Wall Street-induced financial collapse, which was followed by our economic loss decade that I was telling you about when it happened, that was created by, I believe, the Obama administration. There's no question in my mind about that. In survival response, small businesses tightened their belts and deleveraged on a scale not seen in generations. This deleveraging phenomenon resulted in small businesses retaining more earnings, keeping profits, which by definition produced stronger balance sheets and reduced loan demand. And it produced a silver lining that we didn't know we had or needed until last year. When the global pandemic hit, COVID-19 threatened our lives, while the political lockdown responses threatened our livelihoods. But as bad as 2020 was, it would have been worse without the decade of belt tightening and deleveraging that I just talked about. It's just math, my friends. In a pinch, you can last longer on your own when you have reserves. We've lost too many small businesses since April of 2020. But without those stronger balance sheets, there would have been even more failures. Unlike most other countries, the U.S. stepped up with centralized small business funding in the form of the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, right? Now in round two, it was executed by banks 100%. And in 2020, 6 million small business CEOs, most of whom had reported earlier that they did not need bank money, went to a bank and signed PPP loan forms, 6 million. In the history of Main Street businesses, there's never been such a compression of contacts between small firms and the banking industry. And going forward, with hundreds of billions in SBA-guaranteed bank loans from both PPP 1 and 2, these small business CEOs either have or will repeat that bank contact. They'll go back again to comply with the unprecedented loan forgiveness process. One thing about reserves is they're not unlimited. So as small businesses respond to evolving post-pandemic customer expectations, there will be more bank contacts. But these post-PPP transactions will likely not come with a government guarantee, which means we'll be back to tried and true business loan underwriting fundamentals. Of course, on our side of the desk, we call those fundamentals, those underwriting fundamentals, we call those hoops. You know, the kind you have to jump through. But here's the successful way to think about hoops. Get over it and get good at it. After customers, bankers are among my favorite people in the marketplace. But there are two things you need to know about them. First, they're kind of lazy. And second, They're easily spooked. So if you help your banker not work too hard on your proposal by delivering your part of the fundamental underwriting elements every banker uses and needs, must have, that kind of attention to detail will calm their nerves and increase your chances of approval. Now I want to introduce you to what I call, what are called, I didn't name them these, the bankers call them this. They call them the six C's of credit. These are the fundamentals that they work off of, that you have to help them with. Number one is character. What's the character of the borrower? What is your character? To big banks, character is a digital credit score number that was spit out by a computer. To a community bank, a character is their neighbor sitting in front of them with a pulse, a plan, and a promise. The appraisal of your character is huge in the loan approval process. Guard it well. The second C is capacity. That's the ability, read cash flow, the ability of the company to repay the loan. A banker once told me if I could only bring him one document, it would be my cash flow projection that demonstrated to him my plan to pay him back. Remember, profit is an accounting and a tax concept. Bank payments are made with cash, not concepts. Number three is C is capital. Is the loan amount justified by the financial strength of the borrower? For example, is the sales volume adequate? How's profitability? Cash flow, that's all caps. Retained earnings, the underlying value of the asset being purchased, that sort of thing. Bankers like road trips and they like to eat. If you're unsure about any of those things, if you're a little worried about what they think of your capital, invite your banker to your business to talk about it over lunch. Do this before you deliver your proposal to them. The fourth C is collateral. This is the bank's fallback position. Collateral is whatever a banker can get you to pledge as their plan B in case you default. But remember, once you give a banker collateral, getting a partial release prior to full payoff is like getting a she-bear to hand over her cub. By the way, bankers like serial numbers, and they love real estate deeds. The fifth C is coverage. Bankers are prepared to take risks, which they handicap in the underwriting process with interest rates and terms, including other risk-lessening elements like covenants, various kinds of insurance, things like that. Be prepared to deal with whatever your banker, whatever makes them less jumpy. You can negotiate a little bit here. It is possible, but don't die on this hill. Whatever you do, negotiate the best, something a little bit. They're going to be a little squishy about the coverage. You can negotiate, but don't lose the deal over this. The sixth C is conditions. Bankers ask themselves questions like, does it work? And do we have this? Do we like this deal? They actually say, do we like this? You can improve your chances by telling your story at that lunch, for example. Explain how you will use the money, how it will help you grow your business, how it will create more jobs, how it will strengthen your market position, make more money, things like that. Bankers don't get excited on their own. You have to help them get excited. Practice your pitch on someone before you go live with your banker. Role play. Role play your pitch with someone before you go live with your banker. And then finally, remember what I've taught you. You've heard me say this before. The title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage. No one ever got any help from a scared banker. Improve your loan chances by understanding the six C's of credit. Make your banker your business's best friend by showing them you understand and support what they have to do to help you. That's one thing I learned early on. What they have to have. There's no quarter on that, what they have to have and what you can negotiate. Learn that and you'll do well. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
The way he said, say goodnight. Parade on, it's a parade, baby, and
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.